Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk music. We're on the verge of a massive music festival, 21st, 24th of July, the Liverpool International Music Festival. It was set up just a few years ago. It's already a monster. Let's talk to the man who's, co-responsibility is for organising it. He's the music coordinator and co-artistic director of one of the LIMF Presents commissions, and that's from Eric. So we'll talk with Kev McManus. Morning to you, Kev.
Morning.
How are we? Very good?
Good, yeah.
Great morning, isn't it? The city looks resplendent in this sunshine. Tell us a little bit more about the Liverpool International Music Festival. It's here, and it's got some whopping names. Just give us an idea of some of the acts we've got.
Yeah, no, it is. It's, as you said, it's huge. So at the weekend in the park, the free summer jam. Friday night you've got the Philharmonic playing, and Saturday and Sunday you've got the main stage and the Liverpool stage and the bandstand. All, you know, headliners of people like Sigma and the Wombats, and you've got on the Liverpool stage people like John Power and Mick Heads from Shaq and the Pale Fountains doing stuff. So some amazing stuff, free entertainment in the park over the weekend.
Just tell us how the Liverpool International Music Festival came to be. It's not been going that long, but already it's sort of a size that you're thinking, how do we manage this?
Yeah, it's as you say, it's I think this is the fourth year. It's it was just the mayor's wish to provide some great quality entertainment, largely free in the park, to the people of Liverpool, and
this is Sefton Park.
Sefton Park, yeah, and it's been a huge success. And then, what makes LIMF unique as well as the free element there is that we do these commissions or the LIMF Present strands this year, of which I've been working on the X to Evil strands, and these are one-off events that never be seen again, and you know, a real unique experience for people.
Right, just explain to us in detail what you mean by these commissions. So you mentioned there yours that you're looking after is Eric's to Evil. What does it mean, this?
So it's one-off projects where someone is given a bit of responsibility to produce a special event that and the one that I've been working on with Mark Jones, who's a legend in Liverpool for being responsible for Medication, the big student night. So me and Mark are both old punks at heart. And what we want to do, this has been a big year for punk. 76 is when punk happened, so it's an anniversary. And we wanted to do Liverpool's twist on it because it's been very focused on London. Eric's was a huge scene in Liverpool, and we've taken it from Eric's through to Evol, like a current promoter, showcasing the way counterculture and alternative music has been a big part of the Liverpool scene, from Eric's through to Planet X through to Corova and Casimir. So those sort of venues where special things happen and music is you know, celebrated by young people and the counterculture people of the city.
So is this a night you're putting on, is it?
So we're doing, there's a panel which discusses punk and counterculture tomorrow night at District, with some great punk names in there. And then on Saturday at East Village Arts Club, we've got the Buzzcocks and Clinic and loads of local punk bands playing. And then on Sunday at the O2, we've got Lightning Seeds, which is, you know, features Ian Brody, who came out of Eric's. Pete Wiley, another Eric's alumni, and Clive Langer from Deaf School with his Clang band, and then a young, great little young band called the Sugarmen, who've just been signed to Warners, who are a Liverpool band. So two amazing nights, really.
You don't see many punks anymore, do you? Do you remember in the 80s? You'd walk around the city and you'd see Mohicans everywhere, or piercings were really original, weren't they? Or those leather jackets.
And that's sort of what it's about. It's about celebrating the whole counterculture. So that, and often you don't see these people because they're in clubs away from, like, Planet X and when that existed, and they just come out for their gigs and things. And it's about fashion and style, the music, and the whole subculture that always exists, and particularly in Liverpool, is normally quite a vibrant and lively scene.
Anyone with a Mohican always looked the scariest person in the world when you were young, didn't they? You have to admit it.
I had spiky hair when I was going to Eric, but I think I never looked scary to anybody. I think I'm such a softie that people could tell there was nothing scary about me.
Nothing at all. No. So that's just one strand of it. So there's other commissions, are there, as well?
There are, yeah. There's Giles Peterson's doing a really exciting night at the Phil. There's a club night that Youssef's been involved in. There's something that Levi Tafari's involved in. Just go onto the Lymph website and you'll see for 4 days or 5 days, there's an amazing amount packed in there, and it's really high quality stuff, you know, and it's all credit to Yao puts together and the Culture Liverpool team who actually managed this great big beast.
Yeah, we've had Yao in before. It's incredible what we've managed to do in a few years. This, of course, was the date of this move back. It used to be an August Bank Holiday
It was August Bank Holiday weekend in the 3 years it's been going, and a decision was taken to move it. I mean, it's just for various reasons. Lots of people have other things on of a Bank Holiday weekend. It's harder to get...
There's too many artists, things happening,
too many
isn't
things
it?
Happening, which means it's harder to get artists and stuff as well because they're doing lots of other festivals. And I think it's a really good move to do it now when everyone's here. You know, people, August Bank Holiday weekend, a lot of people are still away on holiday or coming back just before school starts. So I think it's a first year, we'll see. But I think people will be really excited, particularly if the weather's like this. Get out to see all this great music for free in the park, and then have a chance to go and see some special one-off commissions.
Better check that forecast out. how do they manage to make it free? I mean, it's an event of this size, because you're talking acts like Sigma, the Wombats, Miss Dynamite, John Power. There's too many big acts here.
Yeah, it's the mayor made the decision to do that, and it's replaced the old Matthew Street Festival, which
so there's still a certain amount of funding in there.
Yeah, basically people. Yeah, I mean people. It's costing the same amount of money as Matthew Street used to do, but it's a lot high quality. You know, it's original stuff rather than cover bands, and it's in different venues as well as free in the park, and it's a family event. You know, and Matthew Street people, you know, were probably very wary of taking kids after a certain time anyway, because there was a lot of drinking and it was pub based, wasn't it? So I think this is a much more family friendly. Something for everyone and really high quality content.
How many can Sefton Park fit in? What's it going to hold? What the sort of ambitions and the growth of this as a music event?
I think in previous years when the weather's been really good and they've had stuff like Echo and the Bunnymen playing with the Phil and Ian Brosey playing with the Phil, has been up to 30,000 at any one time. But it's the sort of thing where people go in and out. It's I think it starts at 12 if Saturday and Sunday and goes through till 8. So there's a lot of, you know, time for people to come, go off and come back and things. So it's, if people haven't been, you know, something like the Philharmonic there on the Friday night is really special.
That's amazing, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, and people bring, you know, it's civilised. People bring blankets, or bring their own chairs, have a sit, have a little drink, have some nice food. And it's lovely, you know. I think for someone of my age, I don't think I grew up thinking I'd ever see something like this in Liverpool, and I think what's been achieved through the mayor and through the team at Culture Liverpool and Yao is stunning, really.
You mentioned there that, you know, the Liverpool Philharmonic playing there. It's incredible to do that on sort of a live stage outside, isn't it? To try and sort of get that music absolutely correct as well.
Yeah, I mean, my background's in guitar music and stuff.
But the technical element of that is huge, isn't it?
When you see that happening, and it's produced so well. And again, it's credit to the Philharmonic, it's credit to the events team at the council but it does sound amazing. Yeah, and then you realise why those musicians spend so long in music college. And you know, the Philharmonic is one of the best orchestras in the world, so it's a real treat to see them.
Because they're clever, Kev. they're very clever.
I think you've got it, yeah, that's it.
Not that you're not or anything like that. Sigma very much to build as the main act on all this. Is that Saturday night? Is Sigma...
Oh, God, I'm terrible at that. No. I think it is, yeah.
Is it? You have to go on the website. Yeah, go on your own website and find out.
If you go on the website and click on it all, it tells you exactly what time and what day everyone's on. So if you've got a particular favourite, yeah, just check out the website. As you click on the names, it tells you what stage they're on, what time, what day.
And loads of local bands, importantly, because I mean it's a reflection of our sort of popular culture.
Yeah. I mean, the Liverpool stage in particular, I mean, the Wombats came out of Liverpool, are on the main stage, but it's Liverpool stage has got... So the headliners are the likes of John Power and Mick Head on the Sunday, but there's also people like on the bandstand. There's some great Liverpool stuff there. Edgar Jones on the Friday evening, and Nick, who used to be in the Maybes, Nick Ellis, is playing on there on the Friday as well. So there's Before the Philharmonic play on the Friday, some of the people who came out of the Lymph Academy, the young people that Yao works with, they're playing with some of the film musicians as well. So it's as well as bringing in that international talent and great big headliners from the UK, there's an awful lot of showcasing of the best of Liverpool up and coming music as well.
A busy few days for you all, and enjoy if you can. You're going to get your punk outfit out again.
I you know what? As long as your wife lets me.
Is it there, stored at the back of the cupboard somewhere?
I've got a few little bits left.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you got?
The odd t-shirt.
One of those tartan tops.
T-shirts, and I don't think I get into the pink jeans and stuff that I had, but there's a few remnants lying around.
Brilliant stuff. Kev McManus, thank you very much indeed. Kev's music coordinator for Lymph. It takes place this weekend. It's all free. Sefton Park is the main venue for it. The other venues, just very quickly. So Sefton Park, you mentioned something tomorrow night as well. Are there a number of sort of small breakout venues?
In the park, there's the bandstand and there's the Liverpool stage, the main stage. But yeah, in the city centre, there's a few, the commissions. So there's one-off events Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, check them all out via the website, the Liverpool International Music Festival.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.